Well, hello there. We've got another podcast episode coming up here. This is going to be titled Embers of Emotion, Understanding Anger, Grudges, and Space. So, I would be lying if I said I am in complete control of my anger or anything like that. You know, I can definitely get angry, boil over with rage, in fact. But in a way, you know, that's one of the reasons why I should, you know, talk about this, because I've lived it. You know, it's part of my experience, perhaps even my daily experience. So, you know, why take advice like that from somebody who's never dealt with any sort of anger issues, right? So, yes, I would be hypocritical if I said, oh, I'm Mr. Peace and Love at all times or whatever, because I am definitely not. But I'm basically going to start with a quote from the Buddha, which beautifully illustrates the nature of anger and its consequences. When he says, quote, holding on to anger is like grasping a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at someone else. You are the one who gets burned. He's emphasizing several key points in that tasty little quote. It's really thoughtful. You know, he's dealing with the nature of anger. So, anger, like a burning coal, is inherently destructive. It can consume and harm both the person holding on to it and the one it's directed towards. You know, there's even the saying, holding the grudge. You know, it's sort of like holding the hot coal. You know, there's even a physical aspect to the expression of holding a grudge itself. And then, of course, it suggested that letting go could be something that could be good for you. So Buddha's teaching encourages letting go of anger and cultivating compassion and understanding instead. By releasing anger, we free ourselves from its grip and pave the way for inner peace and harmony, or something like it. You know, it's not really like there's typically a clear point in a person's life where they're like, oh, I've reached inner peace or whatever. But you can come pretty close sometimes, and I think that's really about as good as you should expect to find. And the quote serves as a powerful reminder of the destructive nature of anger and the importance of practicing things like forgiveness, compassion, and letting go. You know, like, even if you can't forgive somebody, even if you kind of lack compassion or you feel burnt out, maybe you can at least do the letting go part and, you know, just like forget about it. So it also partly comes down to a question too. Does holding a grudge against someone really hurt you or them more? Well, a lot of the time holding a grudge can hurt both parties, but it often hurts the person holding the grudge more. And that's because when you hold on to anger, resentment, or bitterness towards someone, it can negatively impact your mental and emotional well-being. Sometimes it's, you know, it's almost like they win if you have those types of feelings. It can lead to increased stress, anxiety, and even some physical health problems. On the other hand, the person you're holding a grudge against might not even be aware of it, or may not be affected as much by your feelings. You know, you're holding a grudge might have become irrelevant to them. Or, who knows, maybe they like that you hold a grudge against them. And maybe the feeling's mutual. And in that case, you know, it can be something that can become destructive in some obvious ways. It could lead to, you know, physical altercations, arguments, and a lot of different varieties of harm can spring from that. So, but just as often, the other person might have moved on while you're still carrying the weight of the negative emotions. Furthermore, holding a grudge can also harm relationships and prevent healing or reconciliation. It can create barriers to effective communication and understanding, making it difficult to resolve conflicts or move forward. While holding a grudge might seem like a way to punish someone else, it often ends up hurting you more in the long run. Letting go of grudges can be difficult, but it can also lead to greater peace of mind and healthier relationships. You know, you might have better feelings and all that, and better thoughts too, you know. So it's one of those things, you know. It's a very good idea to just sometimes take a step back. And what's that old saying they used to say in hip hop? Check yourself before you wreck yourself. That's perfectly in line with what I'm talking about here. So that's about it. That's really all I have to say for this episode. And yeah, you have yourself a wonderful day.